Coming up on episode number 386, I'm going to give you a lot to process with a cover story for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You see, later this week, it's Bob Gaudio's 65th birthday, and he was responsible for a lot of the music that you're going to hear tonight, at least the words behind the music or the compositions behind the music. So let's go ahead and get things kicked off. It's the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is November 15th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. This is where we take a single performer, a single artist, and celebrate their body of work by playing covers of their songs performed by other people. So tonight is going to be a great one. It is the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons cover story. Now, I have been talking to a guy named Steve Holden for quite a while. Steve is part of the Friends in Tech group of podcasters. He does a show called Tech News Radio. He also does a show called The Jersey Boys Podcast, and you'll find that at jerseyboyspodcast.com. He has been on me, and rightly so, for a long time to put together a cover story based on the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. There's a lot of it out there, and so tonight's show is going to focus more on interesting covering acts with a few really, really unique versions sprinkled in there. But there's some performers in here that you're going to go, wow, all right, that's pretty cool. So you know what? Let's get things kicked off right now. I'll talk a little bit more about Steve later on the show, but let's get things kicked off with the song that was notably Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons' first hit. It's performed here by Santo and Johnny, and they're best remembered for an instrumental guitar song called Sleepwalk, which was figured very prominently, I believe, in the movie La Bamba. It was kind of the representation of Richie Valens' death in the airplane crash. I think it was, anyway. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But let's go ahead and get right into it. Here's an instrumental take on Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons' Sherry, performed by Santo and Johnny.
Yeah.
fulfilling your daily requirement of funk and disco. That's the Fatback Band with December 1963, Oh What a Night, from their 1976 album Night Fever. Those guys formed in the early 70s and broke up in the mid 80s and had kind of a, kind of an Earth, Wind, and Fire kind of feel to them. A few hits, but nothing really huge. From the Fatback Band. Like I said, that comes from their 1976 album Night Fever. Before that, you heard Bye Bye Baby by the Pop Guns from the 1990 compilation Alvin Lives in Leeds, which was a tax protest cover compilation put out in London. That was a cover of Bye Bye Baby. Oh, the Pop Guns. Yeah, I was going to tell you the drummer for the Pop Guns. Was it the drummer? And I don't have my notes in front of me. One of the members of the Pop Guns came from the group The Wedding Present, so that's their lineology right there. And we start off the set with Santo and Johnny and their version of the Four Seasons Sherry, their first big hit from the album Forever Mine. All right, really quickly, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this week's shows, Audio Engine and the Audio Engine 2 powered desktop speakers. Time for me to talk a little bit techie. You know, I've been telling you about how these things sound, how they look. Let's speak to those of you who are audiophiles and who understand this sort of thing that I'm about to read, because I don't understand it myself. Well, I understand a little bit of it. Unlike most multimedia speakers, the Audio Engine 2 cabinets are constructed of wood, which is 18mm thick MDF, rather than plastic. The woofer cones are made of high-quality Kevlar with custom voice coils and magnets, and they produce surprisingly deep, smooth bass and mid-range. The tweeters are silk dome and neodymium fluid stabilized. Yes, I said neodymium fluid stabilized. They're the same tweeters used in the Audio Engine 5s, and they provide really sweet highs. And the amplifier is a Class AB linear design for true sound reproduction. If you didn't understand any of that, you're not alone. I don't understand it either, but I can tell you that these things sound amazing. Check them out, audioengineusa.com, or simply go to coverville.com/audioengine, and it'll take you right there. All right, before the screwy voice thing starts kicking in again, let me go ahead and get to another track. This is Walk Like a Man. You'll recognize it instantly, of course. And it's covered by a group called Joker's Wild. Now, who is Joker's Wild and what's their significance? Well, it's the band that David Gilmour was a member of before he joined Pink Floyd. The quality on this one is not fantastic. It's a little bit poppy and crackly. It's from an album. It's A Tree Full of Secrets, which was a collection of rarities, Pink Floyd rarities from 1987. Here's Walk Like a Man by The Joker's Wild.
Oh, how you cry, the God. too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you. You feel like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At last love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. So darling, if you feel like I feel, darling, let me know if it's real. You're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you. Heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you. Ba-da, ba-da.
From their album Lipstick Traces, A Secret History of the Manic Street Preachers. That is the Manic Street Preachers with their cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, originally by Frankie Valli. But, you know, those solo Frankie Valli albums really did feature or often featured the Four Seasons on accompaniment, backing up in instrumentation. Love the Manic Street Preachers. And, you know, they had Richie Edwards, was it Richie James? Richie James Edwards, who kind of was their quiet, or not quiet, was their band's genius kind of at the start there, and then kind of went mad a little bit and disappeared. Very much like the Pink Floyd, Syd Barrett. And speaking of Pink Floyd, Walk Like a Man. Before that, that was the most clumsy segue I think I've ever done. Walk Like a Man, performed by Joker's Wild, which featured a young David Gilmour, a pre-Pink Floyd David Gilmour, covering the Four Seasons song. You know, I mentioned it was Bob Gaudio's birthday. I didn't mention also that just recently it was Bob Crewe's birthday, and he should be honored just as much by the show as Bob Gaudio, because he was the producer, kind of helped get the band started, get them introduced to America. So Bob Crewe, Bob Gaudio, this is for the both of you. All right, let's continue on with another set of music here. This is a song called The Night, one of the, as far as I know, one of the lesser known Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons songs, but it's covered here by someone very unusual, Lenya Lovitch, from her second album, Flex. Love her vocal style. It's, you know, she has the ability, just in her singing, to make any song that she covers her own. Here's Lenya Lovitch with The Night.
Cloak you with a deep shade of blue is always there. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The moon ain't gonna rise in the sky. The tears are always clouding your eyes when you're with us. Baby, and wind with nothing to do but no more to win. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The moon ain't gonna rise in the sky. The tears are always clouding your eyes.
British bluesman Long John Baldry with The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine No More. I'm sorry, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. That comes from a compilation of his called A Thrill's a Thrill, The Canadian Years. Long John Baldry is kind of a legend in England. Hasn't really made as much of a dent over here, but American audiences would know him as the someone in the Elton John song Someone Saved My Life Tonight, also the sugar bear mentioned in that very same song, as well as the person that gave Elton John half of his name. The Elton came from Elton Dean, the John came from Long John Baldry. And if you are a fan of, or if you listen to, I don't know if you're a fan, but if you listen to the Lyrics Undercover podcast that I do, Someone Saved My Life Tonight was the song I did a week ago, so you can get that whole sordid history about Long John Baldry and how he did save Elton John's life. Before that, The Night by Lenya Lovitch from her album Flex. Like I said, you know, you can hear that song and not even realize that it is a cover, especially a cover of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. It sounds so much like a Lenya Lovitch song. She has just an amazing way of making those songs her own. Well, you've been very patient and sat through this whole show, so you should be rewarded. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to reward you. I'm inexplicably going to punish you. I don't know why that is, but I have to. So let's close things out here. Well, we'll be back after this song, but I'll close things out with a song called Let's Hang On. This comes from the Ultra Lounge Artist Series, Wild and Cool and hold on, gotta expand that with Swingin', Volume 3, Mrs. Miller with her take on the Four Seasons, Let's Hang On. Oh, good luck to you.
There ain't no you seeing our goodbye.
Hey, you're gonna go and call it quits. Gonna
Oh, how can you go wrong with Mrs. Miller? Elva Ruby Kahn's, better known as Mrs. Elva Miller or Mrs. Miller. Yeah, she's doing that completely straight. That's not for humorous reasons, although I'm sure the record labels obviously didn't take that into account when they were releasing it, that she was playing it straight. They totally capitalized on the humor aspects of Mrs. Miller. Let's Hang On by Mrs. Miller there from the Ultra Lounge Artist Series, Wild, Cool, and Swingin', Volume 3, which is a collection of a lot of her songs, including the track Downtown, where she starts laughing halfway through the song. Can't See Why. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's episode, tonight's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons cover story. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or 2683 if you don't want to spell out cover. Or you can post a message on the weblog or on the forums, and you'll find both of those things as well as a searchable database of all the songs I've played on Coverville at coverville.com. C-O-V-E-R-V-I-L-L-E is everything you need to know about cover songs. And that might be my new slogan. Who knows? But all right, going to take a couple days off. We'll be back on Sunday with the All Request Show. I think we're back on track now after a tumultuous week of trying to catch up. It'll be All Request. We'll have some trivia. Tina will join us. It'll be a great time. Won't you join me? Please do. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com.